Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Friends of the podcast, how you doing? Samantha, how you doing?
Lisa, I'm doing great.
How was your day?
Long.
Long?
Long.
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 But it's done.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Samantha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The retail whore gets to have a break.
Hallelujah. This retail whore worked hard today, too. Right? I peddled me some clothes today, Samantha.
I peddled me some book, Lisa.
Were you peddling books? And I was peddling some clothes. Making sure that the women of Saskatoon are looking good.
Are they looking good?
They're looking good.
There you go.
Your women of Saskatoon well-read?
Of course.
See?
Hi.
Mission accomplished today.
Of course.
Absolutely. Friends of the podcast, we want to share a little story with you about how we decided what to have for supper.
So sad state, I tell you.
You know what? As everybody knows, one thing that we have in common is food,
mm-hmm.
Right? And you know what, Samantha? It's supper time. So we needed to eat. But here's the thing, friends of the podcast: you don't understand just how much I love pizza.
She does.
I just love pizza so much. And my favorite thing to do, especially on podcasting day, is to go to Little Caesars and do a hot and ready pizza. Right? You go in, $10. You come out. Pizza in the car. But we didn't get to do that today, friends.
No, because I kiboshed pizza.
Yeah, because Sam didn't want pizza.
Nope.
Why didn't you want pizza, Sam?
I didn't want to get out of the car.
I know, right? And I didn't want to get out of the car either, because I didn't want to have to go in and get it. And here, I'm going to have a confession for you, Samantha.
Oh, yes?
I contemplated quickly in my mind offering to pay for supper tonight if you went in and got it.
Would it change the whole thing,
would
Lisa?
We have been eating pizza?
Yeah, would have been eating pizza.
I know, but then I thought it's in between pays and I felt a little cheap. So we settled on McDonald's.
You are always cheap.
Sometimes I am.
Yes.
Yeah. So we settled on McDonald's, friends.
Because it's drive-thru ready.
It was drive-thru and we didn't have to worry.
It was delightful.
The french fries were hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
They were good. Nothing better than a McDonald's french fry.
Damn straight.
Yeah. It was good. It was good.
So that was how we settled on supper.
That's how we settled on supper. And so what brings us... So now, Samantha, what brings us to where we are now?
Well, Lisa, I got a question for you.
All right. Ask away.
To PJ or to not PJ when you get home from work?
To PJ?
Yeah,
to PJ. Tell ya, like, my mind is so... Well, actually, okay. So my first instinct isn't to PJ. My first instinct when I get home from work is to pee. I gotta pee. Right?
But that's because...
I don't pee much during
you
the day.
Don't.
I don't like so public washrooms.
You don't like the bay washrooms.
I don't like the bay washrooms too much. I'm okay at certain times, like between 10 and 11 o'clock in the morning, because in my mind, I feel I know the traffic of the upstairs public washroom in the bay.
Oh my God.
So I feel it's safe. And sometimes, same thing, like around 4:35, if I have to go twice... Then that's my go-to, because in my mind I feel that it's not it hasn't
you
been busy.
You control your bladder?
I'm the boss of so many things, Samantha. It's unreal. I control everything. I'm a bit of a controller that way. So, however, after I take care of that business, then I'm to PJ. I have like a pair of capri, like comfy capri pajama bottoms,
uh-huh.
And a tank top.
All right.
All year long.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't change.
Got it.
Yeah. All year.
Bra on or bra off?
Off. Oh, sorry. It's don't visualize it. There's nothing good about the visual. Although, let's be honest, right? We're almost 50. Nothing's good anyways about that process. But you know what?
I think we've been very honest about the fact that we're plus-size women and we're up there in our 40s.
Right? We're up there in our 40s. Yeah, but definitely bra off, because you know what? Just tired of that bitch being on.
Because it's tough, man.
It's tough.
But you listened to your mama.
Yeah, my mom said two things. Finish high school and wear a bra in public. So I wear my bra in public all the time.
Yes.
But once I get home, bye-bye.
It's done.
The bitch is gone. Right? Done with her.
Okay, but are you washing your face right away?
No, I don't wash my face till I go to bed.
But who are you staying pretty for, Lisa?
I'm just staying pretty to stay pretty, Samantha. Right? Just staying pretty to stay pretty. That's all. Because that's what I do. I stay pretty.
Michael likes you with your face on.
I don't think Michael notices my face on or off. And he works at night. So I don't know. That's just part of that's my bedtime routine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what about, you have two sets of glasses.
I do. Yeah. And so that's the other thing that I do. I change from my work glasses, take them off, and I put on my at-home glasses.
That is so
Strange. I don't know. I've always done that. Ever since I started wearing prescription glasses, I've always bought two sets, one for at home and one for at work.
So the one at home is...
still perfectly fine and stylish.
Okay.
And the one at work is my at work.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
I think maybe because of my work ones, I'm just tired of wearing them. Just had them on for 8 hours. No, I want to take them off and put them at home once for 8 hours.
Because they should feel exactly the same.
But they're different. It's different. I can't explain it.
Okay.
What about yourself, Samantha?
Well, you know, I have two sets of pajamas.
I know you do.
I have winter and I have summer.
See, I'm not seasonal whatsoever.
No, I have seasonal, sheets.
Yes, because you are flannel, and then probably with your long sleeve pajamas and your long pants, and then you have your summer cotton sheets, I bet.
Yep.
So predictable.
And then I wear, my summer pajamas are very, you know, short sleeved tank top or capri bottoms.
Okay, yeah.
Nothing too heavy.
Nope. No. Because it's hot.
But I get into them right away when I get home.
Yeah.
It's like, come home, drop off my bags, get into my bedroom, PJ's on.
Hair up. Ready to go.
And then I'm like, wash face, not wash face. What's more important? Sitting. Is always more
right?
Important.
Sitting. Sitting before you start supper?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Really?
Take a few minutes.
Unwind.
Turn on the TV, see what's going on, yeah. Unwind, and then figure out life from
then
there.
Then contemplate the rest mm-hmm. of the night.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. You know what?
Because I'm so anti, why dirty another set of clothes?
Okay, so on your day off? What do?
No, I gotta stay in my PJs.
All day on your day off? Really?
Yeah, if I'm not going anywhere.
See, that's where we differ. I wake up, I have a shower, I put on, like, my clothes, but here's the funny thing. 6 o'clock when it's time for supper, after I've made supper, or whoever Mike's made supper, I'm like, okay, I'll just be a second, I gotta get changed.
I don't understand.
Then I change back into my pajamas.
It's so weird.
But it's 6, and that seems to be the time I put my pajamas on. So that's what I do. I put them back on.
Okay.
So here's my question for you then.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it's vacation time coming up.
Yes.
So, do you buy new pajamas, or do you just make do with your old pajamas?
Nothing is better than buying vacation PJs.
I hate the word PJs.
Why?
I don't know, it just sounds funny.
Pajamas.
Thanks, Samantha. So that's what you look forward to is some vacation pajamas?
Yeah.
I dread that process, but I, too, buy new vacation pajamas.
Why do you dread buying pajamas?
Because I just find that Walmart doesn't have, like, all the selections that I wish they had.
Well, Lisa, you can buy your pajamas from somewhere else.
But I don't want to spend that much money on pajamas.
They're too cheap.
Because they're pajamas, Samantha. Right? So I don't want to spend
so
that much.
You're cheap.
But why? Okay.
You are.
I'm a little bit cheap.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little bit cheap. I don't need fancy schmancy pajamas.
I don't buy fancy schmancy, but I buy, like, decent pajamas.
But then do they...
Because I'm going to wear them past my vacation.
So then do you retire a pair and they become your newest of your at-home ones?
No.
No?
No.
Do they go in a drawer for next year's vacation?
No. I wear them all the time.
Okay.
But I don't retire other pajamas just because
I retire.
Really?
Yeah, I don't need 25 pairs of pajamas.
I don't have 25 pairs
right?
of pajamas.
I retire. Yeah, I retire.
It's so weird.
Yeah, but you're more of a pack rat than me.
No, I'm not a pack rat.
A little bit.
Well, because I don't live with Michael Gibson.
Well, see, there's a lot of benefits.
He's the guy who, like, every 6 months goes through your shit and throws stuff away.
Well, and I'm all for that because, you know what? Declutter, Samantha. Declutter. Right? So I did that with my sleepwear, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
No. But I really enjoy... Nothing sets the tone for a vacation better than a new pair of pajamas.
But why is that? Like, why can't we wear our everyday pajamas that we wear every day on vacation?
You're going on vacation, so you're going somewhere different.
But you're going with the people you know.
I know, but maybe just, I don't know, just launches you into a vacation mode.
I'm in vacation mode because I got new pajamas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, because don't you go buy things for your vacation too? Like
yeah.
little toothpaste.
Yep, I do all that. I do all my travel stuff.
Yeah.
Even though I don't even need it.
No.
Right? Like when I go, like say on my summer vacation, I buy all the travel stuff. I don't even use it because my sister has all that stuff at home.
I know, but you do it anyway.
I do. I buy all the little stuff.
Because it's like a ritual.
It's like, yeah.
Because you're prepping yourself for freedom.
For freedom. Right? Got my new pajamas.
Freedom!
Right?
Freedom!
Right? I try and buy a new purse. New vacation purse.
Your vacation purse, I feel sorry for it already.
It hasn't even come out of the bag yet.
And that's the problem.
Right?
That's why I feel sorry for it.
And it may not come out of the bag. I'm not sure.
No. You know
I'm
what?
Still on the fence.
Just return it. Someone else wants to love that purse, Lisa. Send it back to whence it came.
I'm not sure about that, Samantha. Right?
Then go buy the beige one. Okay. Because apparently that's the really the color that you're going to use, which blue will go with your all black outfit today.
I know that.
And you didn't use it.
Hey, Samantha, we're here to talk about pajamas?
No, I just... Now you've launched a whole different conversation.
Now we're so off track, people, friends of the podcast.
I'm just saying.
It's just all part of my vacation.
It is all part of the vacation ritual.
I'm going to try and keep it because I want to try and use it.
I don't think you will.
Well, I might.
That poor purse just wanted a home and you ruined it.
You know what, Samantha? I may take a selfie at the airport when I go on my vacation, me and my purse. Right? You will not know.
I won't.
You won't know.
Because you're not going to use it the next 3 weeks.
So when I go
I can guarantee it.
So I won't. I won't. So when I go on my vacation, right, you're going to still... When I get on the plane, you'll still be sleeping because I have an early red-eye flight. But here'll be the funny thing. You're going to wake up and you're going to check your text messages and the big reveal will take place. Woo! Right? Hope you can sleep the night before, Samantha.
I'll be like just thankful.
Like waiting for Santa to come.
The purse is finding a usefulness for itself.
So you'll
know. It'll be happy.
Right? You will know. You will know.
Oh my God.
I'm just
saying. Really just have to stop buying stuff. Because even the shoes you bought at the Bay, you don't like them anymore.
They hurt my feet.
I know.
They hurt my feet. Okay, Samantha.
You're not having a good buying season, Lisa.
I never have a good buying season, no. But I still got to buy shit.
I know.
So you know, here's the thing, Samantha. Moral of this story is that we will be going out in the next couple weeks to look for pajamas.
We will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walmart.
Not
and someplace
Walmart.
Better.
All right. Okay.
Did I answer your question?
I think you did. And I think we gave them too much information. So,
friends of the podcast, if you don't know us by now, right, you should know us by now.
We just start talking and all of a sudden stuff's happening.
All of a sudden, all hell spills out.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we hope you're having a great day.
Enjoy the rest of your day. And here's something we haven't said for a while. Walk with purpose.
Oh!
I just snuck it in. All right, Samantha, always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.